We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Aggie Sports Network, from Learfield, from Old Chicago, welcome to the Aggies Coaches Show. Brought to you by Old Chicago, home of the Aggies Coaches Show. SC Needham Jewelers, where Utah gets engaged. America First Credit Union, financial solutions for every need. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Driven by you and by Stokes. Stokes Trucking, doing the right thing since 1979. Now, the Aggies Coaches Show. Here's the voice of the Aggies, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's the first Aggie Coaches Show. Blake Anderson is here, and we are ready to get the football season started. It's been a long summer, and Coach, it is ready to go. It's been long for us. Sounds like it went by pretty quick for you, though. How
yeah,
you doing?
It's been a blur for me. I don't know about you, but you look up and we just seems like we just got here. Matter of fact, I was in here doing a coach's show with you in the middle of basketball season, And that seems like yesterday to me. It's game week, and things just kind of go on fast forward from this point on. You'll look up and you'll be halfway through the season. It's amazing how the next month just is an absolute blur for us. It's been that way all along.
You got these guys out of camp. You're in game week mode right now. Give us kind of the bird's eye view, an assessment of where you're at with your team and how pleased you are with them coming out of camp.
Well, I'm pleased with them. We've had a good camp. We worked them hard. I think they've tried really hard to do what we've asked on a daily basis. We've run a lot. We've made it tough on them, challenged them. Yeah. I don't think, we still need the rest of the week to kind of get their legs back. We've pushed the envelope in terms of conditioning, in terms of cardio on a daily basis and kind of the length of practice, the duration of what we do, the amount that we've hit, and they've just kind of come back every day with a great response. So in that sense, I've been really pleased. I mean, we wanted to find out what they would, how they would handle things, and they've done a great job there. Now, how we look on Saturday, I mean, that's everybody's wondering that. I mean, in every stadium across the country, been playing against yourself since the spring, and we look pretty good against ourselves, but how do we look against the opponent? And a challenging opponent in Washington State as well. So I think we're all going to find that out on Saturday night.
You mentioned, I think we talked to you a little bit before, that last week of camp, and you said it's going to be hard. And it's going to be tough. How did those guys respond to the physicalness of what you and your coaching staff have asked of them?
Well, great. I mean, they really have handled it really well. Now, they'll tell you they're tired of it. They're ready to play an opponent. They're tired of practicing against each other. They were beyond tired of camp when that final day came, and based off when school started, we kind of had a long camp. I mean, it was really 3 weeks. Typically, it's about two.
Yeah.
And midway through that third week, the guys were like, man, is this ever going to end? Now, it's 6 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. It's a long day. Not all that's practice. A lot of it's just the discipline of coming to meetings, the discipline of walkthroughs, lifting weights, running, practice and studying film. You find out real quick, I mean, just how much you love it. And there's guys that you identify that do. There's guys that are struggling to get through that kind of day, and the wear and tear of that on a daily basis takes a toll. But all in all, I would say it was successful. We came out of it fairly healthy, really haven't not had a bunch of injuries. And I do think we've improved really on a daily basis, which is going to give us a chance to be competitive.
I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, there's always nicks and bruises in camp, but overall, health-wise, you feel pretty good about things?
Yeah, I do. We lost one key player for the season in Brock Lane with a knee injury, and it wasn't really anybody's fault. Just the wear and tear of practice kind of got himself in a bind, and he's going to be fine. His future's going to be really bright, but we're going to lose him this year, and it made us a little bit thin in the tight end room. We've got a few bumps and bruises, but right now, basically, everybody has the ability to be game ready as long as we don't have any setbacks this week. And we're having to keep an eye on a few guys, but I mean, I expect that we do a good job managing them this week, and we're healthy without Brock going into the game on Saturday.
I'm always kind of curious to know how you guys schedule things. So you got up to a game, so you were you went really hard in camp, and now you kind of just tail it back a little bit, what's this week like?
You know, if it wasn't year one for me, we would have tailed it back a little bit more. We typically, about 10 days out from the first opponent, we start taking some wear and tear off their legs. We've tried to do that, but I didn't want to pull back too soon. We still have a lot to learn. This is still, first year with these guys, new scheme, new coaches. I wanted to push it a little bit further than we typically would. Space for that. But we did press them pretty hard to see the response. Think it's bigger than one game and bigger than one season. This is the foundation for the future that we all want. And so we had to be pretty aggressive in this fall camp.
It's all about culture building, right?
Absolutely. We got to make sure these guys buy into what we want on a daily basis. And they've tried to do that. Part of that is just hard work. Blue collar, the best teams in school history here. If you look back, there's been that swagger about them, that chip on their shoulder. That hard work, not afraid of hard work, kind of underdog mentality, and we want to instill that. And there's really only one good way to do that, and it's just go to work every day. Yeah. And they have responded really as well as I could expect.
When did you really, from a schedule standpoint, hone in on Washington State? Was it last week or Monday of this week?
We hit some stuff on Saturday and Sunday. Up till the weekend, we were still in fall camp mode, trying to really detail situational football, things that are going to come up during the season, making sure we're prepared, trying to give guys an opportunity to compete in the two deep. There were a lot of really close races, still are, to be honest with you, still guys battling. And I think live football is going to help us kind of determine what guys' roles are in a lot of areas. But we stayed in a true fall camp mode till Saturday morning.
So I talked to you earlier today, and I'm going to ask you a similar question because I know that you probably can't go get a tank of gas without somebody asking you who the starting quarterback is. So I'm not going to ask you who the starting quarterback is because you're not going to tell me anyway.
That's true. You're welcome to try to ask again. It doesn't bother me if you want to ask one more time. I mean, that doesn't offend me at all.
But as a quarterback guy and as a guy that has run offenses, what are the two or three things you look for when you're determining who eventually is going to be your guy?
Well, you hope it's close. You hope that you've got more than one that can do the job, and we do. We're really lucky that I think both Bonner and Peasley have absolutely shown the ability to lead our offense. Now it's down to something really small. Which one is best suited for that job right now today? Experience would tell you that's Bonner. Athletic ability and just knowledge of what we're doing with Bonner missing all spring and summer would tell you Peasley. And it may just come down to live work and finding out who just settles in the best. Either way, it's going to be something small. Can you protect the football, number one? We have to protect the ball. We cannot turn the ball over. And that's where you look at Bonner's history. I mean, he's always done a very good job of doing that. You didn't see a whole lot of Peasley last year, but he did have some turnovers. And how has he grown up from last year to this year? Till you go out and really start playing live ball, you may not really truly know. Every scrimmage you watch us play, we're in red jerseys and we're blowing an early whistle. that red jersey's coming off.
Yeah.
It's becoming live ball on Saturday night, and there are going to be no early whistles. Do you respond in that environment the right way? So can you keep from turning the ball over? Can you lead the team, have the presence and the poise to be calm under pressure? And then do you have a grasp of the offense and play within the system? It's not about the flashy stat line. It's about the consistency of day-to-day work and day-to-day productivity and efficiency. And like I said, it's going to be really tough. It may be something really small that leans us one way or the other. The great thing is I think we're going to have a really prepared starter and a great backup ready to go, you know, at a moment's notice, which in today's day and age with injuries and COVID and all the things that come with it, chances are it'll take two to get through the season anyway.
Yeah, I read a stat. I think only 20, 25 teams in college football last year ended up having a guy go all 12 games or however many games people played last year.
Well, and our quarterbacks are mobile, and they're going to run the ball some, and we do have them in the pocket. They're going to take some shots that you don't want to. It's rare that you get through a whole season. I really think it back to my career, there's a couple that I tell you we were really lucky. Got battled through injury but played every game. Of 28, 29 years, there's very few of those.
It's pretty fortunate when you get to that point, for sure. There's no doubt about it. And you hope that's the case, but when you have a guy that – because, you know, there's that old adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. That's not the case here.
You know, I've played two quarterbacks in different settings for different reasons.
Last year
due to COVID, and both Bonner and Lane Hatcher both played at a high level. If you look at their numbers collectively, they were one of the best quarterbacks in the country collectively. And individually, their stats are really good. Had a year at Carolina where we had an injury to our starter and had to start playing the number two guy just out of necessity to keep the starter healthy and to do things we wanted to do. I've seen people play two all year, and I think the dynamic of the two guys has a big part of that. We're going to settle on a quarterback.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we've done it the right way, that we gave both the opportunity to truly prove themselves. What makes them unique? What gives them, our team, the best chance to play with them behind center? And I think we're taking the right approach. This is bigger than one game. It's bigger than one season for me. This is a foundational piece that you're going to build the system around for years to come, and we want to get it right.
So doing a deep dive on Washington State, getting to know this team a little bit more, what jumps out at me is that offensive line. Tons of experience and tons of size, too. I mean,
they're big.
These are some big man pajamas out there.
Big, long, make it really, really difficult to get to the quarterback. A lot of these guys were recruited by Mike Leach to fit the air raid system, and they're still running a version of it. It's a little different than what Mike ran, but they're still spread out, still got the big splits, still making it very tough to get to the quarterback. We're going to have to do a great job of trying to create some looks for them that make them a little bit tougher to do their job. But they, if you look across the depth chart, it's junior and senior, redshirt junior, senior from one side to the other. I don't know if the stat's right, but I think their offensive line is one of the most experienced in college football. And so, you know, you get good by playing and by making mistakes. And we're gonna see guys that have played a lot of snaps.
And you're probably going to see that in a lot of teams you play with the super seniors and things along those lines this year.
Yeah, this is unique. This particular year, there's a lot of guys that typically would be done playing that are going to play another year. And you get better with time. You season veterans that don't get frantic, don't get flustered. And we're going to have to try to play great ball up front defensively. I hope our style of defense, I hope our energy, I hope we can run and really try to create some problems in some other ways, because that front is going to be as good as we'll see probably all year.
And they're still settling in on a quarterback. They've got some inexperience at wide receiver. Max Borgie's really good, but when you have a front five like that, that gives you a big safety blanket to try to get guys into a groove.
Yeah, either quarterback you see, and we may see both as well. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where they're at in that. It really doesn't matter. The system's is going to stay the same pretty much, we think. Obviously, one of them is a little bit more mobile than the other, but you've got to defeat the front to have a chance, regardless of which quarterback's up there, and they're going to make that difficult.
Now, Nick Rolovich, he only had four games under his belt last year at Washington State. Can you really take a lot of stock into what you saw from them last year, because it was such a weird year for everybody, but in particular Washington State?
Well, first games are always tough regardless, and when you don't have a lot of film to go on, it makes it even tougher. He's had some staff changes. He's got some personnel changes. We've watched everything we can possibly watch. He's probably doing the same thing. He's seeing us coming in. We got guys coming from everywhere, and where our coordinators come from, where I've been, what I've done in the past, there's no telling what they're watching either. We got transfer quarterback in, transfer players in. I think the key to week one, and I've always felt this, is focusing on us. Let's put our best product on the field. Let's make as few mistakes as possible. Let's try to play the cleanest, highest energy, most explosive ball that we can play. And then we'll have to settle in and figure out the opponent kind of on the run. We're going to have to make some adjustments. We've looked at his stuff. We've looked at where his coaches came from. We got a best guess of what we're going to see.
Yeah.
But that may be completely wrong, and we may figure that out first series of the game.
But as you mentioned, based on some of the things you saw, it's not quite the Mike Leach air raid.
No, it's a little bit different than that. You know, they do run the ball. Obviously, the running back is a quality player. Quarterback has the ability to move the chains with his feet. It is similar in that sense, but they're pretty dedicated to running the ball.
Yeah.
And even though they're spread out, you're going to have the box handled, and you're going to have to stop a big physical running back, and that's just not something you always saw with Mike. Mike would throw it just to throw it. They're going to establish the run game, and you're going to have to defeat some big, long guys up front to get to the running back and bring him down.
We're just getting started. Coming up a little bit later on, you're going to hear from Justin Rice, also Devin Tompkins. Also coming up next, if you've got questions for Coach, you're done hearing from me. You want to ask a coach a question? You're going to hear that coming up next. We'll pass the mic around, and you can quiz Coach as well. It's all right here on the Aggie Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
In today's crazy housing market, it seems everything is moving faster than ever, except when it comes to closing. That's why USU Credit Union is now offering a free appraisal and our 30-day close guarantee on every USU Credit Union mortgage. So whether you're building or buying a new home or investment property, if we can't close in 30 days or less, we'll give you $500. Simply visit any local branch or apply online at usucu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Calling all Aggies in Utah. Show your love for USU while contributing to student scholarships with the Aggie license plate. 100% of your $25 annual contribution goes directly toward student scholarships. Give the gift of education and ride with Aggie pride. Visit usu.edu/aidplate for more info. And go Aggies!
At Siegfried & Jensen, we can help if you've been injured in an auto accident. We've been handling injury cases, and only injury cases, for over 30 years. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you need and deserve an experienced law firm in your corner. Call us for a free consultation at 801-222-2222. That's 801-222-2222. You can also learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. We're here to help you.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, welcome back. We're live here at Old Chicago. It is the Coach's Show, Aggie Coach's Show, featuring Blake Anderson. First show, debut show. We had that one back in basketball season. That doesn't count. That was in the middle of hoop season.
First football show.
Camp is over. It is game week. You're going to hop on a flight on Friday, head to Washington State, which should be a really, really fun game. I wanted to ask you a little bit, and by the way, if you've got questions for Coach, raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you. If you got anything you want to ask instead of hearing me blather. But long day on Saturday.
How tough is that? It's hard. Luckily, there's game zone, and guys will be excited to watch it. But, yeah, playing that late is a challenge. You just want to get up and go. And we've got some early games. But, yeah, when you play that last or second to last game of the afternoon, it takes a toll on you just mentally. You got to do a great job of staying calm in the morning, kind of building it up as you get closer to kickoff. If not, man, you get there and you're already exhausted from just the mental wear and tear. The veteran guys, like the two you're going to talk to tonight, probably doesn't bother them at all. Your young guys or the guys playing their first game, I mean, that energy will be going all day long. They get to pregame and they're exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's tough. You love playing under the lights, but that comes at a cost. That means you got to wait all day for it to get dark.
Can somebody get too hyped up for a game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a method to the madness, and there's a skill to being ready but not being so geeked up that you can't control your emotions. And that's what I'm talking about, the experience of a mature football team. We've got a lot of guys that have been in the fire before, but we're going to have a handful of guys that they're going to have to learn their own way to stay calm, take a nap during the day, you know, watch some games, but don't let your emotions get the best of you all day long, because, I mean, it does wear you out. And you'll get to the game, and whether it be first half or second half, you'll hit a wall, and you're like, where did all of it go? Well,
yeah.
you use it up all day long through the anxiety of getting ready to play.
For some of your younger players, is this just something like you can have – the coaching staff can tell them, the veterans can tell them, but it's probably learn on the job training.
You learn when you come in from pregame and you are just spent. You're like, what happened? How do you kick the ball off yet, and I'm already done? So it's just one of those things you learn by trial and error. Hopefully we can, you know, avoid some of those issues with some veteran guys.
I got a question rolling in on Twitter that you can also reach us via Twitter. I'm at Scotty G Zone. Special teams. You got two guys that have had some experience. Give us your assessment on where those guys are at right now and your special teams, especially from punting and kicking.
Yeah. I mean, Stevens had a great camp, and you know, he'll be punting for us, and he's one of those guys that just, I mean, he takes such pride in what he does. I mean, I see a ball come off his foot, and I think great kick, and he's over there pounding the ground like it wasn't perfect. He gives us a lot of versatility, power, and he can really flip the field. Elliot Nimrod's come in and taken over the kicking off duty. You know, he was a kid that we had at Arkansas State that chose to leave, and we're glad to get him here. He's kicking the ball deep. And right now, to be honest with you, the field goal kicker job is still kind of in question.
Oh, okay.
We've had some injury there, and we're also just kind of uncertain about where we're headed. So it could be a game-time decision. Both have done a good job, but we're going to make sure that we're being safe and smart. It's a long season. We don't want to put a guy in a position that maybe hurts himself. So we'll see how that goes in the next few days.
Elliot, like the elevation here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the questions when he's like, you know, what's it like? Super close with Justin and Bonner and Bowling, and I think they'd already talked to him about the air out here. That ball has a tendency. We played at App State last year, and the elevation there is a little bit higher than it was in Jonesboro. And he's like, man, if it was like this all the time, I could get used to this. So he's enjoying that right now.
A lot of touchbacks for sure.
I hope so.
I wanted to break down a little bit about where your team is in terms of a position group that you mentioned. You've got some concern over in depth-wise, offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, we're talented. There, I believe, in enough to be competitive and do what we want to do. But we are thin. We just don't have the numbers. We've had a couple injuries that have taken guys off the field, you know, really ended their career, guys that we thought were going to be in the mix. There were a couple guys that transferred out before we really even got here. And so then you look at the room and it's quality, but it just doesn't have the numbers, and which won't be a problem as long as we don't have a bunch of injuries. But if you start having injuries up front, you could look up and be super, super thin really quickly. It's an area that we're attacking and recruiting, but that doesn't help us this fall. You know, those guys will be coming in the future, and we'll start building that room up, and it starts up front. But for this season, we need to be really smart about how much banging we do during the week. We got to get those guys through a long season.
What's a transition for a group like that to play in this kind of an offense?
Well, you've gone from, and again, we didn't study the last offense a whole lot, but all indications were it operated at a much slower pace than we do. We're going to ask for a lot more intensity just in terms of the tempo that we play at, getting back on the snap, getting back on the ball. The amount of reps alone can take a wear and tear on you, but we feel like if we're good at it, and what we've seen in the past in this system is if we're good at operating at a high tempo, if we can be organized, if we can come off the ball together and push the tempo to the defense, it does really benefit the offensive line. It puts them in a position of kind of power. It puts the defensive line in a reaction mode. It lets us kind of set the tempo. And I think once our guys really get the hang of it, and they're getting better at it every day, they get excited about what it allows them to do. And it may be even will overcome some deficiencies at times when you've got a guy maybe that's a little bit more powerful that you're trying to block. Yeah. If you can keep him off balance and you can push the tempo, it'll diminish some of those mismatches, which would play in our favor big time.
You know, you always hear about these, you know, big, you know, like Big Ten-like teams making, you know, breaking a team's will with an offensive line in the third and fourth quarter. You can do that with this style of play as well.
Absolutely, and that's the key, being in great condition, pushing the tempo at a pace that the defense really doesn't want to play at, that the defensive line really doesn't want to play at. Make them go deeper into their too deep than they want to. Hopefully, as the game wears on, you're able to fatigue them to a point where they're not maybe the same player they were the first couple series of the game.
Yeah.
Now, that means we got to be in great shape, and so that puts a lot of pressure on us to work extremely hard to get there. But when we've seen it work in the past, a team that maybe was more powerful than us in the first quarter wasn't in the third and fourth based off the style of play. And we're hoping we can get that kind of those kind of results this season.
A couple scrimmages people are able to go to and see. They saw some wide receivers have some big days, especially Kyle Van Lewin.
Great spring and fall camp.
I was going to ask you, was that more than just the scrimmages that we saw?
It really was. It's been every day. He made. We're at a point now where you just expect that. He fits the system so well. He's one of those guys that just loves playing, has a great day every day. He never comes with a bad attitude, comes ready to work, has unbelievable ball skills, very versatile, can play a lot of different spots. He truly fits us perfectly, and I think his career is going to be huge.
We're going to talk to one of the most dynamic players in the Mountain West, and Devin Tompkins. For Coach Tucker, Is it on him and this offensive staff to find ways to get him involved?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you got a weapon like that, you can't come out of a game and say, well, he only touched the ball two times. I mean, you just can't do it. You have to have ways to get him the ball. He's very similar to Kyle. He's super versatile. He understands the system, so he has the ability to retain a lot. You can bounce him around and move him around. He wants the ball. The guy comes with an unbelievable work ethic every day, which makes him fun to coach. You know, he's been a pleasure. And we have to be super creative to get him the ball. And not just him. There's several other guys. You talk about a guy like Scarver that's got, you know, basically wide open field ability as a kick returner, punt returner guys. We need to turn every play into a kickoff return, every play into a punt return that we possibly can for those guys and try to get them in space. And the better we do at that, the better this offense is going to look.
With Scarver, you saw a lot of teams throughout his career try to kick away from him, pooch it, things like that. And you could tell it frustrates him like crazy. Like just
he wants
the ball
out of
the line. Let's go. How do you address that to try to maybe get the ball in his hands?
Well, I think we have to make the other option just as deadly.
There you go.
And we need to make sure they understand if you kick it away from him that, you know, we've got other quality players. And clearly they're all going to know who he is. And we're going to do everything we can to try to get the ball in his hands. But we have to be prepared if they kick it away from him that somebody else is going to hurt you as well. You're giving up free yards. So, you know, pick your poison. And I think we've got enough guys to do that with. I don't think we're by no means, you know, really dependent on just one guy. As good as he is and as explosive as he is, there are other guys that you have to be careful with getting the ball. One of them sitting right behind you there. And we want to make sure we utilize all those guys.
Again, if you have any questions for Coach, raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you. But we're also going to talk to Justin Rice. And I remember filling out a ballot for the Mountain West Conference preseason player of the year. I had him as my defensive player of the year. He ends up winning that honor and then ends up going to Arkansas State because it appears the Mountain West is going to play football. What was it like coaching him this last year, and what do you expect out of him coming up this season?
What was it like coaching Justin Rice last year? I don't know if he can hear me or not. I notice he's not giving me any eye contact right now.
Yeah, he's not paying attention.
He was a pain in the tail to coach pretty much every day. But I loved it, and we've got a great relationship. He came in really out of shape, but to his credit, he knew he was out of shape. He didn't make any excuses. He may have puked the first couple days of practice. I don't know, but he made it through. He played like a guy that had never practiced with us the first couple weeks, and very quickly he picked things up and just honestly took over the defense. I love him to death. I enjoy being around him. He's one of those guys that tests you every day to see what kind of attitude you're going to have, what kind of person you're going to be. But he has earned the respect of this team really, really quickly. He's a dynamic player in his own right. He just always seems to be around the ball. Super high football IQ, loves the game, and loves to be in the mix. I mean, he's one of those guys that does not shy away from, you know, a pile of guys. And so I think he's going to have a great year. I think he's in the best shape of his life. Paul Jackson and the crew in the strength program did a great job with him. He put in the effort this summer. I think he's going into the season with maybe more confidence than he's ever had, and I think it'll show on the field.
I asked Coach Ephraim about toughness, and I said, where does that come from? Do you recruit it? Do you build it? He goes, it's our strength and conditioning coach. Yeah. That's where it's going to come from.
Yeah, I think the most important hire any head coach makes is the strength coach. You know, the studies have shown that your players are with those guys 80-85% of the year. And the way the NCAA rules work, I mean, they really have more access to the players than any coach does. And they're going to instill an attitude that your team is going to play with.
Yeah.
If they let them cut corners, if they don't instill toughness, if they don't instill discipline, you're not going to see it on game day. If they push guys beyond where they think they're capable of going and really just help those guys grow, the confidence that you see on the field comes from that environment. It starts at the top, without a doubt. The head coach has to create the culture. But if your strength program is not going to really chisel those guys physically and then the emotional aspect, the toughness aspect of it, it shows on game day. And I've been on programs that have great ones. I've had Paul Jackson as my strength coach before, and the result was 12-2 in a top 20 finish. I mean, he did that. We didn't change anything X's and O's wise. The culture changed. You know, I've been around some really good ones, but I've also been in a couple programs that we struggled in that area, and you saw it carry over to the field. We've got as good a staff as there is in the country, and he is doing a phenomenal job. And you ask DT and Justin, they'll tell you flat out, they truly respect that group and work hard for them, and I think it's going to show on the field.
Does it also show up in injuries, too, or lack thereof?
It does, just the ability to manage guys' bodies, keep them healthy throughout the year. We lift during the season. We get stronger during the season. Yeah. We don't shy away from that at all.
Is that uncommon?
I think some people take the we're going to just manage your bodies approach. We're going to keep working.
Okay.
We're going to keep getting stronger. And as the season goes, you get later in the year, the wear and tear of football, obviously it's a physical game. Their ability to manage the guys' bodies and really pay close attention to each guy individually what they need and what they don't need, I do think that plays a big factor.
I'm going to give you a break for a little bit. Talk to these guys.
Sounds good. They'll talk your ear off.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
There you go. That's Coach Anderson. We'll finish up with one more conversation with him at the end of the show. But coming up next, you're going to hear from Devin Tompkins as well as Justin Rice straight ahead right here on the Aggie Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Larry H. Miller Dealerships are geared for service. We have 40 years of experience repairing over 16 million vehicles with master-trained technicians who can handle any and every repair and state-of-the-art facilities. Our locations are convenient to you with fast service, from oil changes to major repairs. We are ready to help. Take your car care to the next level at Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Online at lhmauto.com. Driven by you.
In today's crazy housing market, it seems everything is moving faster than ever, except when it comes to closing. That's why USU Credit Union is now offering a free appraisal and our 30-day close guarantee on every USU Credit Union mortgage. So whether you're building or buying a new home or investment property, if we can't close in 30 days or less, we'll give you $500. Simply visit any local branch or apply online at usucu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Hey, Aggie fans, come out to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. to watch the Aggies Coaches Show. Enjoy great pizza and a fun atmosphere when you listen to Scott Girard talk Aggie athletics with football coach Blake Anderson, men's basketball coach Ryan Odom, and women's basketball coach Kayla Ard. If you can't make it to the show, be sure to watch the live stream from Utah State Aggies Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you at Old Chicago, home of the Aggies Coaches Show.
Once an Aggie, always an Aggie. Join us for Homecoming Week, October 18th through 23rd. We're bringing back favorite Aggie traditions and adding virtual events so Aggies everywhere can be a part of Homecoming. Check out usu.edu/homecoming for registration and details. Don't forget, Homecoming Week is October 18th through 23rd. Go Aggies!
you know for the lowest prices guaranteed, come to Discount Tire and Automotive. But did you know we also offer many other services, such as oil changes, emissions, alignments, car maintenance, and much, much more. Make your tire and service reservations online anytime at webtires.net or see us at 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 22% federal tax incentive, so it's now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Welcome back to the Aggie Coaches Show as we have a chance to catch up with a couple student-athletes that have performed really, really well, both in Aggie uniforms and as well as other uniforms as well. Justin, we're going to talk about your story on what got you here to Logan here in just a moment, but everybody's seen this guy run up and down the sidelines of Maverick Stadium. Devin Tompkins, kind enough to join us. DT, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about your journey. I want to give people a little background. You entered the transfer portal and then came back to Utah State. What was that decision process like? Because I know it's always a little difficult at times when there's a coaching change.
It was more so just, you know, like everything that was going on, you know, within the program and everything. And also I wanted to be back home closer to my kids and my family and stuff like that. So that was kind of a driving force for me entering the portal.
So what was the decision to come back? What was it that swayed you to come back here to Logan?
Coach Anderson.
Yeah.
He definitely, you know, everything he told me on the phone, you know, when I left and then when he wanted me to come back, you know, it was all just everything he said, you know, it's starting to follow through. It all followed through and everything. So I just trusted him and bought into the way he was, you know, bringing to our school and everything. And it was honestly the best thing I did.
Almost felt like you got re-recruited all over again. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Justin, let's talk about your path because you played against Utah State in 19. You were at Fresno State, and then it looked like the Mountain West wasn't going to play football. So you go to Arkansas State. Tell us a little bit about what that was like last year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Coach A gave me a call once I hopped in the portal and got there about a week before Memphis. Like you said, I was a little out of shape. Took a while to get back into football shape, but had a lot of fun. And then after the season ended, really talked to Coach A about what's going to happen for my sixth year, if I'm going to end in the draft or if I'm going to come back. And he moved over to Utah State and really talked to me about coming back, trying to increase my chance to get drafted next year. And coming back home, getting closer to home for my family was a big influence for me.
You led the nation in total TFLs last year. Were you just kind of born for a nose for the football and where to go? I mean, where does that come from?
Played a lot of positions, seen a lot of football, so I feel like just having a lot of football knowledge and feel for the game really gives you an advantage when you see different formations, different sets. You kind of have an idea of where the ball is going to be.
When did you really start to learn the game, and when did you start playing it?
I mean, I started playing when I was about 10.
Yeah.
Really started understanding football once I got into college. Took a while to really grasp certain things. Took about 3 years. Played safety, moved all the way down to linebacker. So.
Oh, you started at safety, huh?
Oh, yeah. So
okay.
Started in the back end, learned pass concepts from a couple coaches, moved down to linebacker, and then just kind of stuck here and learned from a lot of different coaches, a lot of different schemes. So.
Did you have a lot of schools after you when you decided to go to Fresno out of high school?
I had a few Mountain West schools, but I was just talking to Devin about if Utah State would have offered me, I probably would have came here.
Oh, really?
I was really looking at him, yeah.
You had to send Coach Wells a message about that. Like, we could have had this wrapped up the whole time. DT, let's talk about your story that brought you to Logan. What was, I know people have, you've been around the program a while, but give people kind of a refresher course on what was the recruiting process like and why was it that Utah State felt like a good fit for you?
For me, the recruiting process, it wasn't a big recruiting process. This was my only Division I school for real. And, you know, Coach Wells and Coach Bonight, they decided to take a chance on me, you know, and everything. So them doing that, you know, I understood, like, I didn't want to mess this opportunity up, you know what I mean? So I just completely just bought in and, you know, accepted what they were giving me.
I remember talking to you your freshman year after a big game, and you mentioned you play for a lot. You play because you have a chip on your shoulder. You play for your family, and you've got a couple of young ones too.
Yep.
Talk about the motivation to play for them.
When I first started playing football, my motivation was just to always want to be the one of the greatest to ever play the game of football. But my senior year when I found out I was having my daughter, everything just changed. You know, it was just like my mom kind of put it into perspective for me. It was like, you know, now you're a father, now you're a caregiver. So, you know, they're going to depend on me for the rest of their life, you know, especially my son. He has Down syndrome and everything. So there's a good chance that he might not be able to, you know, be on his own as much and stuff like that. So I have to be ready to, you know, hold that responsibility up and make sure I can provide a life for him.
And your son's here, too.
Yeah.
He's here. So you not only navigate a student, but a football player, but as a parent. Mm-hmm. How do you find ways to juggle all that?
You got to put your energy in the right places at the right time. You know, it's just really being good with time management. You know, with school, you have school, and you focus on your academics at that time. Then up at the football stadium, you know, you give all your time to football, and then you got your, and then I have my baby boy, you know, yeah. I give him as much time as I possibly can. And sometimes I can, you know, since my classes are online, I can put school and family together sometimes, so that helps out.
Wow. How about, Justin, all the juggling you have to do in terms of as a student, as a football player, and everything on your plate, how do you handle all that?
Just kind of, football's been big importance to me in my life, and I understand that I have to handle myself academically in order to play the game, so... Definitely academics come first. That way I can do what I need to do on the field to get where I'm going.
For sure. Talk about this defense and Coach Bonda. How has the adjustment been for you? And is this a defense you right now at least appear to be really enjoy playing in? Because watching you guys in the scrimmage, there's a lot of juice out there on the field.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Coach Bonda and all the coaches bring a lot of juice to practice, and it just fires us up even more. So talking about the scheme, yeah, I played similar at Fresno, so it was really easy to transition. Everybody plays cover four, everybody plays cover one. So just getting the different terminology down was probably the biggest adjustment. But other than that, it's just play fast and tackle.
How about the guys in front of you? Talk about the defensive line and how they make your life a little easier.
Oh, they make my life really easy. I mean, if they're taking double teams, I'm running through gaps. So
yeah.
It really works both ways. If I'm pulling double teams, they're getting TFLs. So it's just... We work well together. We have to stay real close so we can communicate with each other what's going on. And the better we play, the easier it is for the DBs and the back end to play because we can get to the quarterback as well. It makes everybody's life a lot easier.
Let's talk about the new offense for you, DT. How's that been for you?
It's been great. And I'm really ready to wear teams down with this fast pace. You know, it's really similar to the offense we ran in 2018.
I was going
to
ask you, pace-wise, does it feel like a similar feel?
Pace-wise, yeah. I think we move a little faster now because of the sense of urgency and things of that nature, but it's very similar for sure.
I'm not asking you. I don't want to be really careful because Coach Anderson's just over your shoulder, so I don't he's not paying attention. I don't want to get you into trouble. I certainly don't want to get me into any trouble here, so you don't have to pick a quarterback, but talk about the strengths that these guys bring to the table, and sounds like either way, you guys are going to be you guys have a heck of a leader on your hands.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Both of them, they both bring something, you know, different to the game. Like for Peasley, for example, he's really good with his feet, so he can make plays, you know, with the ball in his hand and running down the field and things like that. And I say with Logan, he's really good in the pocket. You know, he knows how to work the pocket really good, and he has a great ball. So they both bring something, you know, dynamic to the team and to the offense.
From your standpoint, we've seen you with fly sweeps. We've seen you with screens. We've seen you stretching the field. I'm sure you're ready and willing to do all that again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's my game right there.
You know, of all the – there's been a few circus catches that you've had throughout your tenure here at Utah State. Were you born with that ability? Because, there's some catches you brought down that just, you know, we'll be up in the booth like, how in the hell did he bring that down?
Honestly, it's just been, you know, you do it so long, you do it for so long,
yeah.
At such a young age, you know, you start learning different techniques and how to, you know, track the ball and things of that nature. So as time goes on, you know, I just started, like, working different moves and things like that, especially, like, the one when I caught against San Diego State.
Yep.
I learned to, you know, basically just track the ball, but while dropping my head down and staying on my, like, vertical line at the same time so I don't get pushed out of bounds too much, so...
Is this offense really fun to play in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's so much fun, you know, because there's so much free. There's so much freedom within the offense, but at the same time, it's very structured and it's so fast-paced. It's easy to break defenses down.
Justin, from your perspective, you mentioned this defense. From what you do and your skill set, I got to imagine you're ready to go against Washington State, get this thing going.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. We're going to get after the quarterback. We have a good game plan going in. really simple, and we're going to play really fast, tackle really well, and create a lot of chaos.
You guys fired up to play Pac-12 team right out of the gate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. This is always great.
Love it. Love it. Hey, well, congratulations so far on your guys' career. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, and not that I have anything to do it, but let's go ahead and get a W, all right?
So appreciate you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. That's great stuff. Coming up next, we'll finish things off with Coach Anderson. We're live here at Old Chicago. It's the Aggie Coaches Show from Learfield.
In today's crazy housing market, it seems everything is moving faster than ever, except when it comes to closing. That's why USU Credit Union is now offering a free appraisal and our 30-day close guarantee on every USU Credit Union mortgage. So whether you're building or buying a new home or investment property, if we can't close in 30 days or less, we'll give you $500. Simply visit any local branch or apply online at usucu.org. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 440574.
We'll take care of you.
Hey, Aggie fans, come out to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. to watch the Aggies Coaches Show. Enjoy great pizza and a fun atmosphere when you listen to Scott Girard talk Aggie athletics with football coach Blake Anderson, men's basketball coach Ryan Odom, and women's basketball coach Kayla Ard. If you can't make it to the show, be sure to watch the live stream from Utah State Aggies Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you at Old Chicago, home of the Aggies Coaches Show.
Once an Aggie, always an Aggie. Join us for Homecoming Week, October 18th through 23rd. We're bringing back favorite Aggie traditions and adding virtual events so Aggies everywhere can be a part of Homecoming. Check out usu.edu/homecoming for registration and details. Don't forget, Homecoming Week is October 18th through 23rd. Go Aggies!
Larry H. Miller Dealerships are geared for service. We have 40 years of experience repairing over 16 million vehicles with master-trained technicians who can handle any and every repair and state-of-the-art facilities. Our locations are convenient to you with fast service, from oil changes to major repairs. We are ready to help. Take your car care to the next level at Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Online at lhmauto.com. Driven by you.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 22% federal tax incentive. So it's now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Stokes Trucking knows how critical trucks and trucking are to the well-being of our nation, and our exceptional drivers deliver the goods every day. At Stokes, we're truckers, and we're proud of it. If you want a better driving opportunity and the best equipment, the ability to earn $100K per year for your family and spend time at home with them, please stop by, give us a call, or visit our website at stokestrucking.com. Stokes Trucking, doing the right thing since 1979.
Aggie Coaches Show, Blake Anderson here at Old Chicago. Final segment as we wrap things up and get ready for a big showdown against Washington State. Opening up on the road, Pac-12 Stadium. You know, talking to these guys, they're juiced up and ready to go. It's a fun showcase for these guys to go out and play in a stadium and against a Pac-12 team and show what they can do.
Yeah, no doubt. You get this opportunity. We were, you know, you're going to play a Power 5 opponent at least one a year, and man, you want to take advantage of it. When you get that opportunity, you want to go play your best ball. We've been close several times over the last few years, and last year walked into Kansas State and got a win. And that's just one of those things that the kids never forget. I know just in past history here, there's been some big wins. Nothing sets your season off like getting a win on the road at a Pac-12 play. So big challenge to get that done. We're going to have to play our best ball, but we absolutely are going into it with a game plan to do just that, find a way to get a win. I feel like, if we play the right kind of ball, we play with the right kind of effort and go in with our heads kind of screwed on the right way and don't let the moment overwhelm us, man. We can be right there to give them everything they need.
What are your keys? What are some of the things you need to see happening?
They're the same. I mean, yeah. They're going to be in any game. We got to protect the football. We can't turn the ball over and expect to win. We're going to have to find a way to create some chaos for them. We got to make them uncomfortable. We talked about how good the O-line is. We can't just let them sit there and just kind of mirror us and keep us out of the backfield. We're going to have to create some chaos, speed up the tempo for them. I think your effort level is huge in week one. Just playing at a really high level, flying to the ball, getting 11 hats to the ball defensively. It's going to carry over to special teams. Typically, game one, you see a huge special team play. We want to make sure that's a positive one for us. We cannot do something really silly in the special teams phase that gives up points or gives up something easy or takes away a big play. I think that's always critical.
Special teams may not win it, but they certainly can
absolutely
lose it for
you. Can lose it. Yeah, no doubt. You just need to be solid and sound. Maybe you don't get the big explosive play. Sure, can't give it up and lose the game in that phase. But turnovers and explosive plays are going to make the biggest impact in every game. Game one's no different. And the best way you can affect those is being in the right place and playing with great effort. And if we'll do that, it gives us a chance.
Is there a number, like certain goals that you want in terms of giving up explosive plays? Is there like a kind of a number like we don't want to give up more than three or four or whatever the case might be?
You know, really for us it comes down to what we talk about, the double positive. There's two ratios that matter. The explosive play ratio matters for us, which basically means we need to have one more explosive play than the opponent.
Okay.
And now we've always talked about wanting to stay around the 8 to 10 number, but we just have to have one more explosive play than the opponent. And we need to have one less turnover than the opponent. If we can win both of those ratios, the numbers are way in our favor to win. If you look over the past 20, 25 years of coaching at the offenses I've been involved in, if you track those two stats together,
yeah,
the games that you win both, you win the explosive play ratio and you win the turnover margin, the number of us winning games is well above 90%.
Wow.
And so do everything you can to affect those two areas. It's not so much what that number is. It's that you win both areas of the game.
And you go explosive play 20 yards or more?
No, explosive play for us is a 12-yard run and a 15-yard pass.
Oh, okay.
And as long as it's the same on both sides of the ball when we calculate it,
yeah,
then it's going to be pretty close to that. And so we've been looking at those numbers for a long, long time. And how can you affect the game in those two areas? You know, being in the right place, knowing your assignment, playing with great effort, those are probably the best two ways you can affect those two areas.
You and you've got a great staff. You've got a great support staff that handles all the details. Is it hard for you as a coach not to worry about, are the meals going to be there on the time and the flights and all the other minutiae stuff that can, if it doesn't go well, can really kind of affect your team?
Yeah, you hope it doesn't throw guys off, but – yeah, a little thing like that, you know, getting there late, bus issues,
yeah,
food issues. I mean, anything kind of takes you out of your rhythm. Now, this is year one for us, so all those are new for us.
Yeah.
Now, Scotty Conley came with me, Mitch came with me, Hardy, Dave Roberson, a lot of the people off the field that deal with those kind of things have been with me for quite a while. That helps alleviate some of the stress, but we're dealing with new people. We're dealing with new vendors. We're dealing with new bus companies and food companies. So, the anxiety of making sure all those things happen when you need them to happen is definitely part of year one, and it adds some stress that maybe year three, four, or five you don't have.
Yeah. Well, Coach, this has been fun. Appreciate
it. Great.
Week one.
Let's have some fun.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Next week we'll be breaking down the first home game coming up for Utah State. Tickets available at utahstateaggies.com. For all of you here at Old Chicago, for all of you watching, and you know who you are, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You've been listening to the Aggie Coaches Show from Learfield.
You know, for the lowest prices guaranteed, come to Discount Tire and Automotive. But did you know we also offer many other services, such as oil changes, emissions, alignments, car maintenance, and much, much more. Make your tire and service reservations online anytime at webtires.net or see us at 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield.
Hey, Aggie fans, come out to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. to watch the Aggies Coaches Show. Enjoy great pizza and a fun atmosphere when you listen to Scott Girard talk Aggie athletics with football coach Blake Anderson, men's basketball coach Ryan Odom, and women's basketball coach Kayla Ard. If you can't make it to the show, be sure to watch the live stream from Utah State Aggies Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you at Old Chicago, home of the Aggies Coaches Show.
From Old Chicago, this has been the Aggies Coaches Show. Brought to you by Holiday Inn Express, Stay Smart, Beaver Mountain, Come Ski the Beeb, Smith's, Fresh for Everyone, Sports Academy and Racquet Club, Your Club, Your Results, Your Life, Zions Bank, We Haven't Forgotten Who Keeps Us in Business, Ford, Go Further, and by ARS, Clean Up, Restore, Rebuild. The proceeding has been a Learfield presentation on the Aggies Sports Network.